SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Die indigenen Völker Australiens haben eine tiefe Verbindung zu ihrem Land. Dieser Aspekt spielt eine wichtige Rolle für ihre Identität und ihr Zugehörigkeitsgefühl. Um diese Verbindung voll und ganz zu verstehen, braucht es ein Verständnis für die Vielfalt, die innerhalb der Gemeinschaften der First Nations besteht. Für Aufklärung will Tante Munya Andrews sorgen. Sie ist eine Aborigine-Älteste aus Bardi Country in der Kimberley-Region in Westaustralien. Und sie empfiehlt einen Blick auf die indigene Landkarte Australiens, um mehr über die Diversität der Ureinwohner zu erfahren.
We invite people to take a look at that because there's about 500 nations that are on that map. So just at a glance, people can just see how diverse we are here in Australia. People don't realize, they look at that and go, oh, I didn't realize there were so many groups, which there are so many nations, of course. Each nation has its own language or shares a common language with another. But so that's an awful lot of languages, an awful lot of nations.
Tante Munya ist Autorin, Anwältin und Co-Direktorin von Evolve Communities. Sie betont, wie wichtig es sei, zu verstehen, dass man nicht alle indigenen Menschen in Australien über einen Kamm scheren kann.
It's not a case of one size fits all. You've got to be aware of this regional and local diversity and shape your policies and frameworks and programs around that diversity.
Carla Rogers ist eine indigene Verbündete, die eng mit Tante Munya zusammenarbeitet. Sie fügt hinzu, dass dieses Wissen über die Vielfalt von entscheidender Bedeutung sei, um die gemeinsame Geschichte Australiens zu verstehen und zu begreifen, warum die Kluft zwischen indigenen und nicht-indigenen Menschen heute noch besteht.
In Australia was first colonized and ongoing. It's the lack of awareness of this diversity that has been the core to our problem, many of our problems that exist now. Seeing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as one homogenous group and not acknowledging this rich diversity has meant that, for example, the missions, people have been lumped together, they weren't allowed to speak language, and in some cases people may not have been able to speak to each other because they had different languages.
Je nachdem, aus welchem Land man kommt, unterscheiden sich Kultur, Sprache, Lebensweise und familiäre Strukturen, sogar die Kunst, wie Tante Munya betont.
I can tell, just looking at Aboriginal art, I know exactly which area of Australia it comes from. It's that particular. Most people associate dot painting with Aboriginal culture, but that's just one nation. When you look to Bardi people, my people, we're saltwater people, our art is very much similar to other islanders around the world in that they're geometric paintings which depict the waves and it's not dot painting at all.
Laut Tante Munya seien die indigenen Völker Experten, wenn es um Multikulturalität geht.
People think that it's a new thing, but my people have been dealing with multiculturalism for thousands of years. We've learned to interact with the other Aboriginal groups, learn to speak some of the different languages, but we've had to learn to interact with people that have different customs, different protocols and whatnot. So I always say to people, we are the experts in multiculturalism. And I think government especially needs to come more to First Nations peoples to show them how to do it better.
Dr. Mariko Smith ist eine Yuin-Frau mit japanischen Wurzeln. Die Soziologin und Historikerin sagt, dass sie während ihres Aufwachsens mit vielen Herausforderungen konfrontiert war, weil das Bewusstsein für die Vielfalt in den Gemeinschaften der First Nations nicht weit verbreitet war.
being someone who visibly looks of, you know, not white and also Asian as well, it was one thing to be seen as Asian in a predominantly white community and all the sort of racism that comes with that. But then when I say that I'm also Aboriginal, that I think takes it to the next level in terms of scrutiny and also discrimination.
Sie sagt, viele Australier hätten immer noch eine Reihe an Vorurteilen gegenüber indigenen Völkern.
There are particular stereotypes and narrow perceptions about what is Aboriginality, who is an Aboriginal person. People are influenced very much around, you know, historical works and books and things that focus on, for example, skin colour and sort of level of civilization. People who think that they haven't met an Aboriginal person in their life before, but I believe chances are they would have. It's just, you know, they wouldn't have conformed to people's stereotypes and conceptions.
Dr. Smith sagt, Australien müsse diese Vielfalt anerkennen und gänzlich verstehen, um für eine vollständige Integration der First Nations zu sorgen.
Need to break out of these sort of stereotypes where they're so limiting. If you're thinking about, you know, Aboriginal people in very sort of simplistic ways, then there's only really simplistic solutions. Such a complex and diverse concept that requires comprehensive and diverse solutions and thought as well. So there's a lot of misunderstanding, lack of interest, feeling uninformed in the community.
Wenn nicht-indigene Menschen diese Vielfalt nicht verstehen, können gefühlsverletzende Fehler passieren, sagt Carla Rogers.
When we don't understand that diversity, that's when, as an ally, for example, we can make mistakes. That's when we can say something that could be very hurtful and based on a stereotype, something that could be potentially racist, but generally something that's hurtful and it's a barrier to understanding.
Um die verschiedenen Kulturen zu verstehen, lohnt sich also zunächst ein Blick auf die Landkarte, um sich über das jeweilige Land zu informieren, auf dem man sich befindet. Vergleichbar mit einer Reise durch Europa, mit all den verschiedenen Kulturen und Sprachen des Kontinents.
Like you probably would do at home or any time you're traveling, is find out about, oh, whose country am I traveling through? Learning more about the languages in that area. And it's quite easy to do. You can just do an internet search or something to find out, you know, whose country, or you can have the map of Aboriginal Australia. So when you're traveling through Australia, just say you were going from anywhere on the coast, on the east coast. If you're traveling more than 2 hours, say from Sydney, then you're passing through a different country.
Laut Tante Munia kann sowohl der lokale Rat der Ureinwohner als auch die Gemeindeverwaltung bei Fragen weiterhelfen.
Various land councils around the country. They're a good starting point to, you know, make contact with them and ask questions of them as well. They're very good at letting people know. And interestingly, so are just your local councils as well. They've really come on board now, and most of them are familiar with who are the traditional owners and can at least direct you to the right people.
Das eigenständige Interesse und die Motivation dazu zu lernen würden dabei eine wichtige Rolle spielen.
Learn as much as you can. Engage especially with First Nations peoples. There's no need to be afraid. Just introduce yourself. Go along to community events. As people begin to see you as a regular visitor, you'll find that they'll open up and may start calling you by your names once you've introduced yourself. But it's just like being brave enough to take that step to get to know your First Nations peoples and develop friendships. It does take time.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.